I'd like to first acknowledge a partner of mine who could not make it here but sponsored my trip, Cheryl Denley. She's a food systems specialist from the Center for Regional Food Systems at Michigan State University. I do not have any relationship to disclose. I'll first start with an overview. The presentation will include a very brief overview of the public health context and assessment that we did, and the partnership and funding sources. And then I'll go through the ACHIEVE process, Action Communities for Health Improvement and Environmental Change. And then I'll talk about the interventions that we did in Ingham County and the results and impact that we had on the community and the next steps. So the socio-ecological model is really the public health model that we used in order to make changes and have an impact on the community. So we, the socio-ecological model will tap into a number of sectors, starting with the community at large, and we worked with Michigan Good Food Charter and the City of Lansing as community of large representation. Then we work with regional and community networks, leaders, school districts, AmeriCorps program. At the organizational level, we worked with farms, hospital, land bank, food bank, neighborhood, ethnic, and faith communities. And the interpersonal level, the very close partnership that started this whole process is a partnership between Ingham County Health Department and Michigan State University Extension. And all of these partnerships will eventually hopefully impact the individual better access to fresh produce and healthy eating. So in 2008, let me start first with this slide, the land use and health resource team. I will give you a brief background of the land use and health resource team, which started in 2001 as a partnership from with the Ingham County Health Department and Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. The Tri-County Regional Planning Commission was in the middle of starting a 20-year process, land use planning process and regional growth project, and they really wanted to see attendance and participation from the community, from the not-so-common people like planners and municipalities. So they engaged the health department, and we formed the Land Use and Health Resource Team. We included environmental action groups. We included Michigan State University researchers, planning agencies, neighborhood organizations, developers. So all of these came together to form the team, and we started a health impact assessment project very early on in 2002. And over the years, this led to the community assessment that is based on the Protocol for Assessing Environmental Excellence in Environmental Health, PACE-EH, they call it. It's a series of dialogues that engaged about over 120 people in rural and urban communities in Ingham County. And as a result of these dialogues, we had a set of indicators that were ranked highly by the participants. And so we ranked those, and food surfaced as one of the top four. The others were transportation, air quality, and housing issues. So food was, the indicators related to food were ensuring food safety. 91% thought that it was very important. Access to healthy food, and improve quality of food. So as a result of this, the Land Use and Health Resource Team commissioned Michigan State University Extension and Ingham County Health Department to form a food systems task force. And the task force was formed in 2009. And the task force gathered a number of community partners who were already engaged in some kind of activities through Michigan Department of Community Health, Building Healthy Communities project that had started in 2006. But with NACHO funding and the ACHIEVE project, NACHO is National Association of County and City Health Officials, and they had an ACHIEVE project that we were able to get awarded for in 2010. It's called Action Community Health for Improvement of Environmental Change. So this project really helped organize the food systems work group. It helped fund substantial outreach to underserved communities because originally with the food systems, with the Building Healthy Communities project and the Food Systems Task Force, we were like a set of 12 people, all white, all, you know, like it wasn't too diverse. And before we organize, we really need to have a substantial grassroots engagement of people of low income, people of different colors, people of different backgrounds. Also, the AmeriCorps VISTA program came in right around the time when we started to organize, and we had like a number of great AmeriCorps volunteers who were really put to action right away in different neighborhoods in the city of Lansing. So a little bit about the ACHIEVE process. Basically, we were required to have like a steering committee, they call it the CHART, Community Health Action Resource Team. And we use the CDC Community Health Assessment and Group Evaluation Tool to evaluate, assess policies and practices at the different levels of the socio-ecological model, establish goals with stakeholders, create action plans, implement recommendations, and then assess again and update the action plan. Main members of the CHART teams included the leadership team, MSU Extension and Ingham County Health Department. Then we engaged political leaders from Board of Health and City of Lansing. And we also partnered with organizations that have impact on very large population groups. For example, the Lansing School District Food Distribution, Aramark Incorporation. And then Peckham Industries as a work site, a very large work site employment center. And Spare Hospital. We also had partners representing various income, various age, various ethnic groups, so we engaged them as well in the process. And the change tool required us to tap into the various sectors, so community at large, Lansing schools, healthcare sites, workplace sites, neighborhood centers. As a result, we had to really strengthen the partnerships across the sectors, and that allowed us to do, the ACHIEVE process allowed us to do so. We engaged a number of partners in quarterly updates and yearly assessment, and then we showcased all the success stories in media and annual events to really make a good feeling about all of this. We also, before we went out to engage grassroots communities, we really need to have a little bit of a kind of a process of identifying where are the areas of priorities that we are going to focus on our intervention. So we used the USDA food desert data, and we used the diabetes atlas, and we used like BRFS surveys, and we looked at all these intersecting factors in order to prioritize the areas that we're going to work on in the city of Lansing. So these are the total number of residents and the percent people with low access, percent children with low access, percent of housing units with no vehicle and low access. So all of these created those purple areas of high priority. So also the BRFS and the Healthy Michigan, Healthy Capital Counties data gave us the obesity rate and the food desert rate in general for Ingham County for the region. Then we took this data and to the neighborhoods, to the organizations that we worked with, and we contracted with professional facilitators to engage those traditionally excluded communities. We identified sites serving ethnic and low-income groups, and we engaged leaders to an outreach kickoff meeting in order to kind of test our strategies and reviewed basic agenda process with leaders and members of local organizations. The Power of We Consortium gathers like over 50 local organizations, so we also had kind of a test before we go out into the communities. And we created a Facebook page and a listserv, and we started adding people to those every time we meet them. We used the group development model to guide the outreach process, and what that helped us do is to develop a working relationship within the team forming the food systems work group, and how to build a site-specific team, specific agenda and promotion plan, and how to define areas of interest from outreach and feedback. So, for example, when we reached the Latino community, Latino leaders, we sat down with them and we asked them, you know, what do you think about food access and food thing that is like of utmost importance for your community? And they said the cost of food and for the family was important. So the flyer had to reflect a theme that has like Latino family with cost of food as it in the title. The African American groups, you know, it was more about issues of empowerment and youth and control. So we had to reflect that the whole theme of the outreach was done around that. For the Islamic communities, ethnic and income diversity to access ethnic foods and affordable food, need to foster economic independence was also a strong theme. So this is how you can see how we did like the different flyers based on the theme that the leaders told us they wanted to create. So the flyer was created together with the leaders. After all of these outreach and when everybody came on board and understood what we were doing, then we were ready to really organize and form like bylaws and form the group. So we formed the vision, is everyone has equitable access to safe, healthy, and affordable food. And now we have a food systems work group website that you can look at for bylaws. But basically, these are all the organizations that kind of representations of the different representations that we have on the food systems work group. The people who, it's not like really the website, the will show representations anyway. It's not the organization representation, but it's the like transportation representation or a different kind of. These are the goals, to serve as forum and discuss various food issues, to foster coordination, evaluate influence policy, and support programs and services to address local needs, increase awareness of food systems. So in sum, successful community-driven food policy council starts with multi-sector assessment, needs institutional assessment, leadership support, and need inclusive community outreach. These are the what we got, what we did in those organizing. So at the community at large level, we were able to influence policy by including a section on food in the Design Lansing Master Plan that was released in April 2012. At the school-based level, we did a number of changes. They added more fruits options. They changed into whole wheat only, and then they made some sure that the vending machines are only accessible at a limited amount of time, and they are labeled with the healthy. And then they had ensured that the water was accessible, drinking water in cafeteria at all times. At the healthcare sector, they also developed a vending machine policy at the Sparrow Hospital and also a food labeling. At the work site, there had also a number of access community resources, physical activity, and adequate nutrition. And in neighborhood, we had two new garden, average sales per market tripled in 3 years, and 1 to 8 stores added in 5 years, fruits and vegetables at the corner stores. Community gardens quadrupled the number of enhanced community gardens, and we tripled the number of community gardens, new community gardens. Partnerships created a new farmers market and created a partnership between Sparrow Hospital and food and the farm for procurement. So average usage of EBT for low-income residents tripled from 2,500 in 2008 to 10,000 in 2010. And average participation in Lansing school free reduced meals increased 12% at elementary middle school level and 20% at the high school level. Multi-sector, 40% increase in healthy food access from 2010 to 2011. From all of these, like little steps, led to the big change in the county health ranking. From 2010 to 2011, we were at 40% access. We became 80% access. The next step, we are now awarded a new grant for regional movement, and we are expanding to 20 more partners for more community outreach and using the ACHIEVE process. And we also updated regional assessment and plans for health using the Healthy Capital Counties assessment funded by Robert Wood Johnson. Thank you.
One or two questions, and we'll have to move on. Any?
Well, we had.
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
And then okay. Yeah, she's asking how we increased substantially the EBT usage at local farmers market. Two things contributed. We increased the number of farmers market. We had only one in 2006. We had at least three farmers market. And the average sales per market was increased through the neighborhood engagement. So we really engage heavily in the neighborhood to reach out to those communities. And the outreach that we did allowed us to really engage the leaders of the different underserved communities in showing them where the markets are and how they could encourage their communities to participate.
Thank you, actually. Thank you. Actually, I think that we'll have to stop there, but thank you very much. It was very impressive.